Right, next up, a prominent gay rights campaigner has said he was wrong to support the legal campaign against Aisha's Bakery. Action was taken against the business after they refused to bake a cake with a message supporting gay marriage. Peter Tatchell made the admission just days before an appeal against the decision. Now, that appeal starts tomorrow in Belfast. Peter, morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Benjamin Cohen's with us as well, chief executive of the gay newspaper Pink News. Morning, Benjamin.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Peter, why the U-turn? What's happened?
Well, first of all, I want to make clear that I profoundly disagree with Aisha's opposition to same-sex love and marriage. They do not support equality for gay people, and I think that's truly shameful. They claim to be Christians and followers of Jesus, yet in the Bible, Jesus is never recorded as having ever condemned homosexuality, and we know that the Christian ethos of love and compassion makes discrimination not a Christian value. So the theological justifications for Aisha's, I think, are profoundly wrong. The other issue, which I need to mention, is that this is very different from the cases of the Christian bed and breakfast owners and the civil partnership registrars who refuse service to gay people. This case, the Aisha's case, is about the refusal to facilitate an idea. In other words, to put on a cake a message which they disagreed with in support of same-sex marriage. The one thing where I still stand in total criticism of Aisha's is that they were guilty of false and misleading advertising. They advertised that they were willing to ice a cake with the design and graphic of the customer's choosing. They didn't say there were any limitations to those graphics in their advertising or their policy.
Well, they weren't guilty in a court of law because they've never been found guilty.
No, what I'm saying is they made a false claim that the customer could choose a graphic of their choice.
Well, every business, Peter, can't be prescriptive, can they? Every business in this country would have a limit as to what they are prepared to do and not prepared to do, and maybe that's handled on a case-by-case basis. Tell me why the change of heart from you, though.
Well, I think the other core issue is, should a business be required to promote a message with which they have a conscientious objection? I don't think so. Certainly, discrimination against people, as in the case of the Christian bed and breakfast owners and the civil registrars, they were discriminated against people, and that is always wrong. There can be no countenance of discrimination against people, but Aisha's was, in a sense, discriminating against an idea. And although I totally disagree with them, in a free society, I think we have to allow people to have views that we disagree with.
But circumstances haven't changed in this case. So what changed your mind? Did someone persuade you? Did you have behind-the-scenes talks with someone? Or what happened?
Well, after the verdict in the case last May, some time afterwards, I went through all the evidence, the judgment of the court, and then sort of wrestled in my own mind with this issue. To what extent should businesses be compelled to support ideas or principles or slogans that they disagree with? And I thought to myself, well, if the Aisha's verdict was allowed to stand, then surely you could end up with a situation where a Muslim printer would be required by law to publish cartoons of Muhammad, or a Jewish publisher would be required to publish a book on Holocaust denial. And I don't think that would be right. So I thought, well, if that's not right, then surely, you know, likewise, people I disagree with, like Aisha's, should have a right to not, you know, do a message on a cake with which they disagreed.
Ben Cohen?
Hi.
What do you make of what Peter said?
Well, I think it's interesting that Peter has changed his views on it. I think one of the problems of this case is that it's about specific law that exists in Northern Ireland. So there's two issues why Aisha's lost their case. And obviously it's going to appeal, so I don't know how the court would rule now. But one was that the judge very clearly said that in their view, Aisha's wouldn't have refused to bake a cake that had supported heterosexual marriage or supported marriage in general, traditional marriage, whatever label you wanted to put on it. And therefore, the discrimination that occurred was specifically because the people who asked to have the case begged were gay. There's a separate issue that Peter has, which is with the protections against for political views, which is something specific to Northern Ireland. So I'm not sure if what Peter's trying to suggest is that the law in Northern Ireland itself should be overturned. I don't think that's for us to really comment on.
But this is a case about free expression, Ben, isn't it? It's about...
Yeah, but it is, but there is, yeah, but it it's is about, in Northern it's a... Ireland. You have a law which means that you can't discriminate on the basis of political view. That is a specific law to Northern Ireland. It's not the case in other parts of the UK or indeed in Europe. Also, part of the defence that Ashton had originally was that it should be protected under the European Convention on Human Rights. And the judge said, well, it's not a human. They can't use the articles that they tried to use in terms of that defence, because Ashes is a business, it employs lots of people, and as a business, it has to... It doesn't have a conscience.
Peter Tatchell, Ben, is one of the most high-profile gay rights campaigners in the country. Of his generation, do you admire him? For saying, Hold on, let me finish the question.
Yeah.
Do you admire him for saying, do you know what, might have got that wrong, I'm standing up, saying I've changed my mind?
Yeah, but I mean, Peter's changed his mind, for example, last year on whether UKIP should be allowed to or not allowed to march in London Pride. Peter changes his mind like anyone does. But it's important to recognise, and I say this with the greatest respect for Peter, who is a friend of mine, that Peter doesn't necessarily represent the LGBT community. He has an organisation which is, in a sense, a self-appointed spokesperson for.
Peter?
And has a long history of campaigning. But what I would say is that in this instance, I don't agree with what Peter wrote in The Guardian. I also have to say that, you know, if I look at the comments on Pink News and we've reported on what he said, that our readers, and we have 6 million readers around the world, obviously not many actually commented on this story, but they don't agree either. So I think in this instance, I can't agree with what Peter says, but I think it's for the court to decide later in the week what should be the case there.
Peter, your comments have been seized upon by those people who are totally opposed to what you stand for. Are you not worried about that?
Well, I base my views, which may be right or may be wrong, on what I believe to be right. So I'm following my conscience. That's all anybody can do. How others choose to interpret or manipulate them, well, they will have to answer for that. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is an issue that has caused me a great deal of personal angst. You know, it's a big thing for me to say, sorry, I got it wrong, which I've sought to do because I think it's the right thing to do. And I also have great sympathy for Gareth Lee, who brought this case, and the LGBT community in Northern Ireland, because when they challenged Ashes, it was with a good intention. They sought to challenge what they perceived to be the homophobia of the company. But that, in my view, was a step too far because, you know, we have to balance the rights of lesbian and gay people and freedom of expression.
Okay. Peter,
and, you know, in Northern Ireland, we have a really big issue still about the ban on same-sex marriage, the ban on gay blood donors. So in this context, I do feel very pained and uncomfortable with taking a stand, but it's what I truly believe.
Okay, Peter, thank you for coming on this morning. Ben, thank you. Ashers would absolutely deny that they are homophobic. They absolutely say that they are not, and there are many Christians who would support what Ashers have done.